This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
And we're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors and Kevin Hagland. And on the line with us right now is Stephen Jones from the Cowboys, and fresh off a victory over the Rams. Stephen, how you doing today, man?
A lot better. It was good to get that win. As we all know, that's what, just what the doctor ordered for this team. We really needed one, needed to get some oxygen in that building, and certainly went out and, played really well, and played the way, we hope to play every time we go out every Sunday, but it was nice to get the job done and get it done right.
The Troy Aikman said during the broadcast yesterday, I don't think there's a team in the NFC that wants to face the Cowboys if they're playing as well as they're capable of playing. What does that tell you about what you have as far as talent?
Well, I do think we got a great group of guys, and I think we've just been, we've been getting, for a variety of reasons, we've been getting behind the eight ball and getting away from, what we do best. And whether it's missed field goals, whether it's turnovers, whether it's negative plays, we just have gotten away from our ball control offense where we run the ball well, control the time of possession, and, keep our defense fresh. And that's when we're going to play our best football. We did that yesterday. And certainly, when we get going like that, we've got a lot of really good football players, and it certainly showed up yesterday. A lot of different ways, that we can beat people. Yesterday Amari and Cobb didn't, and Gallup didn't have the big games they normally have, but we were able to do it with the running game with Zeke and Pollard and the tight ends, and just able to really play well. And the defense stepped up with a big effort, and then of course, a huge deal was our field goal kicker making the field goals you expect your kickers to make. And, that's a big deal from a momentum standpoint and, getting points when you move the ball down the field.
Now, I know I heard you on with G-Bag on Friday, and they asked if you ever have addressed the team, and you said you leave that up to Jerry and Jason. I'm wondering this week, how do those guys go about keeping this momentum, keeping this kind of mindset focused on? I mean, Philly's a big game. It already is a big game, but how do you keep that locked-in mentality of not sniffing yourself, as Dak said?
Well, I don't think anyone's going to do that. This is a team this year that we're a 7-7 football team. As Bill Parcells used to always say, you are what you are, and I don't think anyone can take anything for granted here. It's a huge game. It's in Philly's backyard. They're going to have the same urgency I know we'll have. I don't think a lot needs to be said. As I said, Jerry doesn't address it much, but he will on occasion. Jason does a great job with his messaging. He was great after the game. I can tell you, there wasn't a whole lot of celebrating. There was more focus on the task at hand. And we certainly know we got to go to work this week, and we know how big this game is.
Which Bill Parcells-ism do you like better, the you are what your record says you are or the you just got to get in the tournament?
Well, that's a close one. And, certainly both fit us right now. We are what we are, which is 7-7, and all we got to do is get in the tournament and play football like we played yesterday, and anything can happen.
Do you feel like we deserve any thanks for continually asking you questions about the kicker, which which led to this change and now made field goals?
Well, y'all will probably be the MVP at the end of the year.
Awesome.
For pushing and getting us to ultimately make that change. But as we said, Kai's got some things he can work on too. Those kickoffs weren't necessarily a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
On a couple of those, but the most important thing is he made the kicks when we needed to. But I'm sure Keith and Kyle get in there and they'll get those kinks worked out of those kickoffs, because that can be huge in a game, giving up that kind of field position, and we certainly need to get better there.
And I know it's a long game, but can you repeat any of the words that you said when the initial kickoff goes out of bounds for your brand new kicker?
Well, that coupled with the debate on the coin toss kind of had us scratching our head of what can go wrong going wrong right now. But obviously the toss got worked out, back was certainly, you know, he was redeemed in terms of having that thing taped and that he had said that we deferred. And then, of course, when the ball went out of bounds, you got to give our defense credit. They stepped up, even in spite of a penalty when we got them out the first time. We were able to get them out again. And, you know, the rest is history. We went on to play really good football and execute and do what you got to do to win football games.
We appreciate the credit there, Steven. We just like being part of the team. I made a comparison. I think you may have made the comparison, too, of Tony Pollard to Kamara and the way that the running backs could be used with, like, a Mark Ingram and a Kamara-type thing. And he's shown to be a very explosive-type player. Is he doing the things that y'all envisioned when y'all went to draft him?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think he's, you know, one of the things that was, you know, some people questioned was whether he could, you know, can he carry the ball 15 or 20 times? And I think he could. He's carrying the ball between the tackles. He's obviously got, you know, some real gas when he gets that corner. And, you know, he's got some real natural instincts. And I still think we're just kind of, you know, scratching the surface with him. And I think he's going to continue to be, you know, a player that's just an amazing complement to Zeke and going to be a really good football player for us.
Steven Jones joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, home of the Cowboys. And linebacker depth has kind of got to be a concern. Do you have any decisions y'all got to make there?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, losing Gifford's a tough one. He was playing really good on special teams and a guy we really liked. He'll be missed. But we moved Covington up there at the end of the week. And, you know, with question marks with Layton and we all know Sean can have his struggles at times. We'll probably be looking for a linebacker exchange there with Gifford when we unfortunately have to put him on IR.
I'm hoping you can help us out with this. I'm always, and I know a lot of the fans listening, they're interested, but they can be skeptical when you hear unnamed sources. But yesterday, Ian Rappaport said that through back channels that y'all had reached out to Sean Payton. Would you like to dispel any notion that y'all reached out to Sean?
That's just untrue, and obviously don't comment on rumors like that. And obviously our focus right now is beating the Eagles, and certainly everybody knows what we think of Jason, and if anything, we've been criticized to a fault for our what we do think of him, and he just did a great job getting this team back on track yesterday, and we're focused on beating the Eagles.
The Travis Frederick was nominated for Walter Payton Man of the Year, and we had him on earlier to talk about that, and there's the hashtag out there to vote for Travis Frederick for his foundation to get an extra $25,000, and I've personally seen how he can make a kid's face light up by helping out. And I think the world of the man, but you work with him too, and he's one of the leaders on your team. How does that speak to what kind of man he is?
Well, he's everything you want in a football player. He's a great football player on the field. He's great, you know, with the other guys in the room. He's the leader in the room. Last year when he got hurt, when he had the virus there, he never missed a day of work. He was always out there. Leading the team, even though he knew he wasn't going to play. And then, of course, the off the field is just off the charts. And certainly he's getting recognized for that now, well-deserved. And I would certainly hope he'd get every consideration to win that award. We've been fortunate to have you know, some of those guys in our building, like a Troy and a Witten. And certainly we you know, certainly think Travis deserves every consideration.
Well, as we established earlier in the interview with the kicking thing, we're very influential people. Who would you like us to reach out to help push the vote Travis's way?
I wish I knew who had those votes, but I'm not so sure right now. But if I find out, I'll certainly send it your way because I know everybody in that building's rooting for Travis.
You guys worry about beating the Eagles. We'll worry about making sure that people do the right thing in the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award deal.
Hey, that's a great deal, and let's have a big week.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Steven.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Stephen Jones right there. And I just want to throw out.
Did you hear how much credit he gave us for being so influential in their decision making?
I'm just glad he didn't yell at us.
He was talking about us like pushing the team. I don't, you know, not just that one thing, Kevin. I think he was talking about a lot of other things too. That's why I like Stephen.
I think that's also why he said, normally I don't comment on rumors and things like that. But did you hear what he said right before that about Sean Payton and the Ian Rapoport rapport? The Rapoport is that the Cowboys had reached out to Sean Payton and he said, no, that is untrue.
So they okay.
That's what he said. And he goes, no, I don't comment on rumor. But before that, he goes, no, untrue.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously in the situation you're in right now, like, would that be tampering? Did Sean Payton maybe utilize that as some leverage to get a pretty big contract with
the
Saints?
Yeah, he did.
And that's something that I didn't ask Stephen that I planned on asking him this morning on the drive-in. I wonder how often coaches, and I don't know if players do it because free agency is a little weirder than it used to be, but I bet Earl Thomas did. I bet Earl Thomas used the Cowboys as leverage, and I wonder how often the Cowboys do get used in those situations where it's, I got to provide leverage. Oh, I've talked to the Cowboys. Now everybody in the league is probably a little concerned that I've had a conversation with Jerry Jones, knowing that how badly he wants to win. And I wonder, too, if that's why Urban Meyer was at a Redskins game. If there is a little
interest,
if there's a little interest with the Cowboys, and he's like, hey, if I pop up over here, this is a great look to get Jerry intrigued even more.
Look, I think Urban Meyer is a terrible person, but he's also a genius for pulling that off. Like, because think about how easy that is to explain away. Oh, are you interested in the Redskins job? Huh? What do you mean? Oh, look. Alex Smith was a quarterback of mine at the many stops that I left in ruins after I left, but I was there to sit with him and watch a football game. That's all there is to it. Look, the Redskins, they have somebody in Bill Callahan who I respect very, very much. And, I mean, obviously nobody could say they wouldn't dream about coaching in the NFL, but I would see, you got to throw that in there just to kind of, but I was there to watch the game with Alex.
You know, and Jerry, man, oh, man, this goes back to, and I think we might even have this cut. Let's go to cut 20 real
Friday?
Quick. No, let's go to cut 20 here real quick, Shippy. We had talked to Jerry Jones, and I asked him, you know, Sharif gave me a lot of credit for leading him into this part of the conversation, but I'd asked him about Lincoln Riley, and he threw out Matt Rhule. Well, then you had a tremendous follow-up question and asked about bringing college coaches into the game. And this is what Jerry Jones said last week.
College coaches have the lowest at head coach, coming directly into head coach, have the lowest percentage rate of success. As opposed to coming from coordinators, opposed to coming from the NFL, or supposed to coming from a head coaching job in the NFL. College football has the lowest rate of success. It's pretty obvious. They have to get acquainted with the personnel. They don't get to spend. College coaches spend Sunday working. It's one of their biggest workday weeks. So in many cases, they're not that familiar with the personnel. Now, that's a big deal. Because there's coaches that understand the almost the practice habit of opposing teams. And then it's particularly in an understanding of any input that you want from them regarding personnel. So you pay a price for somebody to get up to date that haven't spent the prior months or years in the NFL. And then just the nature of the game. And again, college coaches don't spend a lot of time watching this game. They work on Sunday hard. And so getting up to snuff. So getting up to snuff, I'm reminded that we won one football game the first year that came and brought Jimmy in.
So, and I know people will be like, yeah, but who won your Super Bowls, Jerry? Jimmy did. Kevin, do you know
another college coach.
Name me a coach that this year has had a lot of Sundays off. And may have been at a Redskins game watching football.
Urban Meyer?
Urban Meyer. He's not coming out of college where he's spending all of his Sundays working hard, as Jerry said.
And Lord knows, he'll be at the office all day, every day to stay away from he can't stand.
I imagine he is probably taking this opportunity to start getting to know personnel, getting to know what's going on in some of these things, picking at Alex Smith's brain, saying, hey, can you kind of tell me a little bit about how the NFL thing works? Just a little bit more. Maybe I can get to know this a little better. So while Jerry Jones was telling us that, hey, these guys work hard on Sunday. Urban Meyer's not. He's got time off. He's doing it whatever he wants right now. So maybe he is keeping an eye on what's going on in the NFL. You're welcome. Just my theory.
By the way, the Cowboys open as a 2.5-point favorite over the Eagles. 3:25 kick on Sunday right here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.